back to throw. Has time. Over the middle. Completes it to Cruz. Touchdown, Giants. As he carried Jennings into the end zone.
And that was one of five touchdowns on the day by the Giants. That one by Victor Cruz, one of his two. In a final score, as you see some happy fans outside of MetLife Stadium here, a final score of Giants packing in the Packers by a score of 38-10, improving their record to 7-3 and still in good shape in first place with a two-game lead with five games to go in the NFC East. How you doing, everybody? I am Russ Altberg. Welcome once again to Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Timex. I'm joined by my colleagues, as always, Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Imani Toomer. Once again, it was a 38-10 final. And guys, let's just put it this way. The bye week, they came back focused, rested, and ready to play, and they got the job done in every way, shape, and form.
Well, I think going into this football game, guys, and one thing people kept saying, you know, what do the Giants need to do? What do they need to do in a running game? Is Eli Manning's arm tired? All these things. I kept saying they need to play a complete football game, and they need to have an attitude. And that's exactly what they did today. And you saw a lot of different phases that we'll talk about. But one thing I saw that we didn't see against Cincinnati or Pittsburgh is the attitude that burst on offense. All those things we saw today.
You did. You saw a lot of attitude. You saw a lot of physical play. You saw a lot of guys getting up, you know, a little shoving after having a little bit of that little toughness, a thing that you want to see in the game. And another thing you saw the Giants break some tendencies. They had put some stuff on film that just didn't look good, to kind of gave them a blueprint. Now they did something that you've never seen. Eli Manning, quick snap. I couldn't believe that. Yeah. They snapped the ball before the last second of the game. The Green Bay guys weren't even ready for it.
Yeah, no, I saw a team that was focused. I saw a team that was effective in the red zone. And that's what I think it was the difference between the games in the past that they lost in their two-game losing streak and tonight. They were really focused in on the red zone, executed really well.
Not only focus on a red zone, to show you how focused they were, they scored three touchdowns also on third down. To me, that was very impressive. Eli, it just the whole team, they got it done on both sides of the ball. Eli was protected. Let's look at a couple of the highlights talking about why Eli was protected and how he was. Here you go in the first quarter with the score was tied at 7. Eli, 3rd and 5, hooking up with a fine play from Reuben Randall for a 16-yard touchdown. That was one of, as I said, one of Eli's three touchdown passes on third down. Then here in the third quarter was Ahmad Bradshaw on first down up the gut for 13, 31-10 Giants. And again, 38-10 is your final. Giants putting themselves in very good shape, Howard.
Well, the thing you notice right there in both of those clips, the interior of the offensive line, the three guys in the middle, you got Snead, you got Booth, and you got Boss. They were doing a great job, not just, you know, winning the running game, but giving Eli a chance to step up in the pocket where he can actually throw the ball. That's something he had problems in the last few weeks. They were talking about a tired arm. It wasn't a tired arm. He was just getting hit.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I saw is that he's spreading the ball around. Reuben Randall catches his first touchdown of his career, and he really just made it hard for teams to load up on one specific receiver. There was a lot of guys that got involved today, and I thought that was a good point.
Yeah, early in the game, and Victor Cruz had a drop, and you started to say, oh, my goodness, here they go again.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and a lot of fans, and I certainly thought that, but they overcame that. And like you said, Imani, when you start seeing other guys get involved, Reuben Randall, you're seeing Hakeem Nicks getting back to that fifth gear that he's been missing really the entire season. So you start seeing the totality of what's made this offense go, and they weren't predictable.
Well,
was quick. All those things were happening.
What we also got to see was a NASCAR defense, you know, a rushing attack that we hadn't seen on defense. So, again, 38-10 the final. We got a lot to talk about here. And you know what? As opposed to the last couple of post-game shows, this one pretty much is all good. All right, let's take care of a little business, though. Ticketmaster, buy and sell Giants tickets, folks, at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers, you know, you get in, and sellers, well, you get paid. All right, you are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex. We are here at MetLife Stadium. Once again, your final 38-10 Giants. The first place Giants are now 7-3. We've got the coach coming up, Eli coming up, a whole bunch of players coming up. Again, it's a well-needed performance by the Giants. We'll be right back.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
folks. Guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack Steakhouse with not one but two terrific convenient locations in Manhattan, one on East 44th Street, the other at 28th and 5th Avenue. We're talking about the celebrated Porterhouse to the finest seafood anyplace. Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Once again, welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Timex. Again, I am Russ Salzberg with my colleagues, Roman Oman, Howard Cross, and Imani Tuma. Imani, let's start with you. We were talking about, you and I were sitting next to one another. I thought that defensive line did what everybody's been waiting for them to do, and you and I both agreed. Mr. Rodgers was hearing some footsteps all night long.
He was definitely hearing footsteps, but I think one of the reasons why is because this team in the Green Bay Packers is tailor-made for this Giants offense, Giants defense, excuse me. They don't have a strong running game. The defensive linemen in this NASCAR package can really pin their ears back and go after the quarterback, and I thought that that's the matchup that really ended up being the telling sign of the game, because Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen Aaron Rodgers before, he did not play like the Aaron Rodgers that we're used to seeing today, and that's much in part due to the fact that that NASCAR package had some gas to it tonight.
All right, let's go to the offensive line, Howard. Not only were they protecting him, but I thought a really unsung hero in the game was Henry Hynoski, who was doing a job on A.J. Hall coming in.
You know, Henry Hynoski did do a great job, and some of it Martellus Bennett as well as that goes. In the run game, those guys showed up big tonight. Usually you're wondering who's going to be the guys going to step up. The interior of the line, I can't keep say it enough. These guys played so well. Then those two guys on the outside played well. And both tackles did a decent job as well. Everybody got a hat on a hat. It looked good all the way across the board.
And I know who was happy about that. Head coach Tom Coughlin, who we're going to go to right now.
It was the first of a six-game season. I thought we had a good week of practice. I thought the guys were very committed, very serious. Thought they came back rested, both mentally and physically. Thought they were really into preparing and supporting each other and so on and so forth. And so we challenged our team to play. Actually, Adam Merchant, a young man who was a Make-A-Wish young man who was with us on Friday, said to our team, play like world champions. And the message was loud and clear. So we had Adam in the locker room after the game as well, and had him in the middle, and guys were very appreciative that he was here. And really what he said was most meaningful, and we picked up on that, and that's basically the challenge that we kept throughout the weekend, our Saturday night meetings, play like world champions. Oh, it was huge. It was a well-designed scheme, and we were able to make that play. Webby's a veteran corner, and in that situation, the memory, he has a very bad memory. That's all you can do. Yeah, he broke his fibula. Brown. Takes an awful lot off of the wind, to be honest with you. I don't know. We're going to have to see about that. Well, we rushed for 147 yards, which, as you saw in the one short yardage that we tried to load up on there, that's not an easy chore against their front. So I was pleased with that. We had a nice mix back and forth. We were over 50% on third down, which was a good thing. And I think we're 5 of 6 in the green zone, which is much, much better than we've been. We were +2. We did not turn the ball over. The game was played in a very tight fashion, if you will, a very solid performance in terms of not putting any specific phase of our team in a bad circumstance by field position or what have you. Well, there was no doubt that he was going to come back and play well in my mind. I think the rest really helped him as well as all of our other players. And as a matter of fact, Eli said that he felt as if he was coming back for the you know, the start of a season again. So I thought that was a very good sign. But I was very confident that, you know, he would come back and be Eli. I don't even know. I didn't see that. And great. I'm happy for him and many, many more. Well, it sparked our sideline, that's for sure. I was not, you know, that wouldn't be recommended on a normal basis, but in that case, to see him do that, I think kind of sent a message to our to the rest of our team as well in terms of, you know, whatever you have to do to succeed, do it. Right. I think we got 5 sacks today, and numerous times we were able to put some pressure on the quarterback, and that was something we felt we absolutely had to do with someone, the talent of Aaron Rodgers and having the type of year that he's having, to be able to have him throw the ball on our timing rather than his. So we were glad to see that today. Okay.
Well, that was head coach Tom Coughlin, and for a guy whose team just won a game by a score of 38-10, he was pretty bummed out, and understandably so. Andre Brown breaking his fibula. We're talking about a young man who's been cut 7 times. It was a breakthrough season, and this happens. And, I mean, you could see what it means to head coach Coughlin. That is one of the lousier breaks you're ever going to hear of a young man.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Andre Brown is really indicative of a football team. You know, you got your first-round picks and your big money guys, so to speak, but a guy like Andre Brown works his way up to become a good football player, and the chances that he's gotten this year, and he's done well, he's responded well. But again, you were talking about defense earlier. I mean, the guys that responded, the guys that stepped up, obviously on the offensive line, but also, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, your Kiwanuka, you know, guys like that. I mean, that was really impressive to me to see him getting two sacks today.
How about Corey Webster regrouping after getting burned early?
I think regrouping is an understatement. I mean, he got burned bad, like peeking in the backfield, got beat on the double move. But I think, you know, when you think about the NASCAR package, and we've been talking about the whole time how the defensive line is really the group that helps the secondary. Tonight it was the opposite way around. The secondary really helped the defensive line. When they were looking up and Aaron Rodgers looked down the field, there was nothing he could do because he couldn't see anything. He kept holding the ball, double clutching. That gave those guys a time, chance to hit him. Once they start hitting him once or twice, he starts to get nervous feet, and that just makes it even more. It's a chain reaction. The secondary did a great job, all those guys.
Yeah, the secondary did a great job, and Corey Webster did a great job too, because on that one interception, the first one, you know, he got beat, we all know that, but the first interception, he really he could tell he's been in the film room watching a lot of film, because as soon as he recognized that play, he jumped that route and took it away from Aaron Rodgers. I think that was clear case of somebody putting his work in the film room and transferring it over onto the field.
Well, it all paid off tonight because, as you know, 38-10 Giants was your final. The first play of Giants improved their record to 7-3. This segment brought to you by Adorama, folks, your official electronics dealer of the New York Giants. Text Adorama to 88769 for a free gift. You're watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex here on My9. We're coming back.
Well, Akeem, you told us during the week that you were ready to bust out in the second half. Nice job tonight. You got a touchdown pass and everything. How'd it feel good?
You know, it felt good, man. Most of all, you know, it felt good to come out here and play together like we did today. Offense was clicking, special teams did their job, and defense was clicking as well. So, you know, it felt good to get the great team win.
Physically, how good did you feel? And I heard that your dad gave you a pep talk last week. How much did that help?
It did. It helped a lot, man. You know, he out here in the stands right here today. So, you know, I tried to get him to get in the box for him. I told him I would, and, you know, I did. So, you know, just most of all, man, we excited to get this W for the team, and, you know, we got to keep it going.
What was the one adjustment that Eli Manning made with you receivers during the bye week that helped things click tonight?
It was just come back and get our confidence back. That was the main thing. We know we're capable of doing. We know we can always, you know, go down the field and score at any time. We just got to get it done.
Akeem Nicks, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
Paul Dottino with Mr. Nix, who was caught five. He was targeted 13 times, five receptions, 77 yards. I'll tell you, it was a good, as we've been saying, a good all-around solid performance, and one that they had to have for a couple of reasons. One, they were playing lousy for 2 weeks, and two, it was against a formidable opponent that was red hot on a five-game winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, going back to Hakeem Nix's comments, you know, it was good to see him with a smile on his face after a game, playing the way that he's capable of playing. He's battled a lot of injuries this year. I mean, he didn't really show up until week four of preseason, Howard, as you know, and this offense is predicated on this 1-2 punch on the perimeter, takes the safety away, then you can run the ball better. A lot of things open up underneath, so you're starting to see this Giants team, at least offensively, you know, play the way they're capable of playing, the way this team was built to play.
Okay, let's ease up a little bit now. We're going to put them in the playoffs, all that right now.
I didn't say anything about the playoffs. I'm saying it's good to see that 1-2 punch.
It is good to see the 1-2 punch, but we got to keep it in perspective. The Green Bay Packers were struggling a little bit out there. You can see it all over. The thing I thought was the funniest thing was they tried to put the press coverage on the guys. They pressed them, and when they pressed them, they didn't get there. Eli ran for a first down and then hit somebody.
Like, with the shoulder, yeah, with the right shoulder. You know,
again, yeah, he did. Breaking tendencies. Like, man, now they're like, okay. Yeah. He's gonna run? Like, so that's part
not,
of
they're
it.
They're not gonna get a steady diet of him running now. Let's hope. But one thing, you know, you talked about earlier, Russ, about Hakeem Nix's 13 targets. That's big because you know this offense has to be equal, has to be balanced. And for this point in the season, up to this point, it's been all Victor Cruz.
Yes, indeed.
Now you got Hakeem Nix back in the fold, confident, playing well. It's going to make the other teams, when they go to scout this team, they're going to have to look at Hakeem Nix as a serious threat.
Yeah, another guy who played very well today was Mr. Mathias Kiwanuka. Paul Dottino caught up with him on the field. Let's check it out.
Well, Mathias, two sacks for you individually tonight, five for the team against an offensive line that you guys knew you could beat.
I mean, we knew we could beat them, but we knew it was going to be a challenge up front. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, they are a good team. You know, this is a hard-fought win. But we said all along, if we're going to win this game, it was going to have to start up front. I think we did a good job of that.
You know, a lot of us in retrospect thought that this team was gassed and you desperately needed the bye to kind of re-energize. Is that truly what happened tonight?
I don't necessarily think we were gassed. I think we needed the bye because of the way we ended our the season before the bye started. So, you know, for us, we took that time off, we reflected. Everybody came in ready to work. We had a good week of practice. I think that's the key, you know.
And how much do you think this builds your confidence now with five games left in the season? You have a full two-game lead in the division.
That's huge. I mean, it's a start to a new season, a new beginning for us, and now we can just power through. We can build on the things we did good out here and just keep it going.
Mathias Kiwanuka, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All righty, pumped up Mathias Kiwanuka, and for good reason, as we say. Giants are in first place, 7-3, two-game lead with five to play. Redskins coming up next week. We'll talk about that later. And you will be back in a few minutes with Welcome Back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, right here on My9 at MetLife Stage, MetLife Central.
Yeah, that was big, and you know, we had a couple touchdowns, three touchdowns, all on third down, and so you know, that's a big difference in points. That's something we have not been as sharp as scoring touchdowns when we've gotten down there. We've gotten down there, you know, I think more than anybody in the league, and we just haven't got, you know, had to settle for too many field goals. So you know, hit Victor on one great route by him, winning. Hit Reuben Randall. You know, he ran a good route, and Hakeem, you know, just had a great effort getting in. So all of them, you know, third. You know, it wasn't real close. A couple of them third. You know, from the 12 or 13 yard line, third and long situations where we had some big plays. So that was very important in getting us the lead and getting touchdowns during that point. Well, I thought just offensively we played a lot better. Running the ball, you know, getting in good situations. Our third downs were a lot better, and staying on the field. You know, I think I can throw the ball a little bit better on some things. You know, still missing you know, a few things, just some fades down in the red zone. Some of our, you know, me and Keem on some of those fades down the sideline and fade stops, something we've been really good at. We got to get, you know, hitting some of those things. So there's definitely room for some improvements, but you know, hit some good plays, hit some big plays again down in the red zone, getting touchdowns when we needed them were very important.
Coach said that you told them to
Yeah, I mean, I thought during the week, you know, I never thought my arm was tired. I never felt like it, you know, the last weeks. But, you know, after a week off and coming back to practice, you know, it felt good. It felt live. The ball seemed to be coming out with a little extra pop on it. So that's always good. I think that's kind of naturally after a week off of not throwing much in 10 weeks, you know, it was definitely needed a little rest. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of one of those circumstances where, you know, if you slide, I didn't know quite if I had enough yardage for the first down. And then, you know, the new rule when you do slide, it's from when you start your slide. I thought it might be close to the first down, so you know, I just thought you know, I might have to go get an extra yard. You know, I didn't think the guy was running at me. He was kind of stopped in a DB, where just trying to ensure I got the first down. He's happy about the first down, I think. So, you know, I'm sure I'll get some heat from it, or guys will, you know, maybe they'll be proud of me in the meetings tomorrow.
What was it about Adam's speech tonight or on Friday that motivated you guys?
Well, I think just you know, obviously that Make-A-Wish program is you know, something that, you know, we've had a number of kids, and it's pretty special. You think about it when, you know, they got one wish, and it's sad at that you know, time, and you think about it, you know, it's, they got one wish. What do they want to do? And obviously Adam, he wanted to come to the New York Giants practice and come to a game, and you know, he had the opportunity to come out and talk to the team. So Coach Coughlin does a great job. All the players do a great job of making him feel welcome and fired up. It can be, you know, kind of nerve-wracking to, you know, come talk to him, you know, your favorite team and have a little pep talk to him. But he did a great job. Just, he said, you know, go show everybody that you're the world champions and why you're the world champions and play that way. So, you know, I think it got everybody fired up, and obviously we came out and played, you know, played the way that we know we can. Yeah, you know, anytime you're mentioned with the Giants players, Phil Sims and Charlie Connerly and some of those quarterbacks, it's an honor. So, you know, the thing I'm most proud about tonight is the way we played and getting a win. This was a big game. We needed to come out and play well and get a win. And, you know, finally got back to playing offense, defense, special teams, all playing at a high level, playing as a team. And hopefully we can build all this momentum. You know, I think you know, I think everybody, you know, after 10 weeks of a season, you're going to be tired with no breaks. That's just natural. You know, the last 2 weeks of that, you know, dealing with the hurricane and a lot going on, and, you know, people's families around and trying to find a place to live, and, you know, living without power, electricity, and so, you know, there was a lot on people's mind, a lot going on besides football. Just naturally, it's tough in those circumstances. I think we did a great job, and you feel like you're moving fast, and you're out there. And I thought we stayed focused, but you know, kind of after this last week of seeing our practices after a week off, and how sharp we were moving, how crisp we were, decision making, you could tell the difference. That, you know, you didn't realize you were tired until you see, you know, how quickly we were moving, and there's just a different enthusiasm to practice this past week, and I think that paid off in the game. Yeah, that's tough. I thought Andre, you know, he ran the ball really well today. He's been running the ball hard last weeks, and you know, it's gonna be a tough loss, and he's an important player. But obviously, you know, Ahmad's still healthy, and he's gonna have to play well. And we're gonna have to get the rookie ready and tuned in and ready to go.
Eli Manning, obviously, he's not satisfied. I won't say content, but pleased with the improvement that's coming forward.
Yeah, it's good to see. One thing about Eli Manning, he always kind of says the same thing after every game about the accountability and what we have to do better. But it was good to see him throw three touchdowns. I mean, and Monty, you talked about that run. One thing Eli Manning isn't known for is being a mobile quarterback. I mean, go back to a couple years ago against the Eagles. I think it was a Sunday night game. How he stumbled forward and the ball came out, and that was – That didn't look too pretty. But one thing I liked about what the Giants did today, throwing the ball, they threw a screen. It's like, where's the screen game been? Yeah. It was good to see them take advantage of pass rush, let the guys get behind you, and throw a screen. I mean, these are things that you see young quarterbacks doing, running screens, you know, to build that confidence. So I think the Giants were doing some things to just build their confidence back in Eli Manning's arm. And this, you know, 59-yard screen that almost went for a touchdown was definitely an example of that.
Well, Howard, let me ask you a question. You know, we're laughing about the run and Eli lowering the shoulder, but he was going for first down. But what happened, if you will, on that play with the coverage that allowed, because you were down on the sideline, that allowed that to open up that way for him to run?
And basically what happened was that they had been watching the tape, and they had seen that you could, like, press the Giants receivers and get Eli out of his rhythm. So what happens is the Green Bay Packers, they press right up on them. They get right on top of them. They stand, and when the receivers make their breaks and go downfield, they're in trail position chasing the receiver. They got the eyes on the receiver. All of a sudden, the field opens up. Everybody moves. Eli's wide open. He's like, well, I'll just run it. He didn't realize how far he was going to run, and then as he got started, he doesn't have that ability, I don't think, just to slow down and change direction real quick.
Hey, but Howard, he got that same arm, same foot. He gave a little blow.
Exactly.
He gave a little blow to Jamal Williams.
But I think that what he was saying was, I wasn't sure how close I was, so maybe I was diving. It looked like a shoulder got in the way of the dive at the other player. But anyway, all right, folks, here's our Sports Authority question of the week. Talking about Eli, who holds the record for most passing yards in a single season? Is it Kerry Collins? Is it Eli Manning? Or is it Phil Sims? We'll have the answer for you when we come back with Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, right here on My9. All right, before we left you, our Sports Authority question of the week was, who holds the Giants record for most passing yards in a single season? Was it Kerry Collins? Was it Eli Manning? Or was it Phil Sims? And the answer, it is Eli Manning, 49-33 in 2011. Sports Authority, the official retail sporting goods store of the Giants. Sports Authority, all things, folks, sporting good. And speaking of good, let's now go down to Paul Dottino, who earlier caught up with two members of the defense on the field, Andre Roll and Chase Blackburn.
Well, thanks, Russ. And I kind of feel like Aaron Rodgers right now, getting crunched by two Giants defenders, Chase Blackburn and Antrell Roll. Antrell, I have to tell you, Aaron Rodgers with his 27 touchdown passes and six picks, 67% completion mark, and yet you guys really shut him down tonight. Great job by the secondary. What was the key?
The key was communication and everyone being on the same page at the same time. I think that was something that we've been missing, you know, over the last couple of weeks, and something that we definitely got back to today.
You know, you had said earlier during the week it was all about what the Giants are going to do. You weren't going to be intimidated by anybody. Was it really simply kind of cleaning up what this Giants defense was all about?
Oh, that's exactly what it was. It's cleaning up what we're all about. And more importantly, it's going out there and have fun. Go out there and have fun playing with the guy next to you and everyone being responsible for their own job. And I think that's something that we did extremely great today.
And you love when the guys up front get pressure on the quarterback. And one of the guys in the front seven who did that was Chase Blackburn. How about that sack? You come in on the blitz, nobody touches you, and you blasted Aaron Rodgers.
It makes it easy when nobody blocks you. We had a little blitz on, and the guard stayed with the defensive lineman. As you know, I just kind of paused and waited. And as soon as he locked on, I blitzed, and good coverage in the back end, so we couldn't get rid of it hot and was able to make a sack. Unfortunately, he recovered the fumble on that.
Five sacks for the Giants today. How much was that a key? Just getting the pressure on it, disrupting his timing, because we all know how dangerous he can be.
Right, especially early. It was big for us because they weren't able to get some of the deep play action balls going down the field. They were able to get pressure and flush him out. And then, you know, late in the game, it's always good when your offense puts up that kind of points and they're behind. You know they're going to pass. Let our dogs up front go hunt.
All right, now I can't let you get out of here without talking about special teams, because Randall Cobb is extremely dangerous. I thought you guys did a good job containing him and not letting him be a factor in the game.
Right, both punt return and kickoff return. You know, he's always back there, and our coverage teams did a good job knowing where he was going to be at, attacking the schemes and going after it, not sitting back and waiting, and instead going after him.
Chase Blackburn, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go back to Antrell for just one more second. And, you know, you've got five games left. You now have that two-game lead solid on the Redskins and the Cowboys. If you guys continue to play Giants football, the sky's the limit.
the sky is the limit for us, and we understand that as a team. But, you know, we just have to be more consistent and play to a high level week in and week out. You know, we can't have any letdowns. And more importantly, you know, we just, like I said, we have to play together as a team and have fun while we're doing it.
And then finally, Perry Fuel showed you guys some cut-ups the other day of what you did so well during your Super Bowl run the other day. I got a feeling tonight's game film is going to have a lot of those same plays.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, it all works as a team. We're all on one accord tonight. We all gel together. And like I said, more importantly, each man took care of their own responsibility, and that's what happened. You know, we go out there and make plays.
Antoine, well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Thank Contrell and thank Chase Blackburn. And Imani, you know, Chase is not one of those football players who has the skill that a lot of other guys have, but he is just flat-out a football player. I mean, last week he's home sitting on a couch, substitute teaching whatever he was doing, and now he's a vital part. He was a vital part of what they did last year and a vital part of what's going on now.
Yeah, I think people underestimate his athletic ability. I remember playing with him and being impressed with how fast he was. I think his only issue for them not to bring him back earlier last year was his injuries. You remember he was coming off a lot of those injuries, but they love to have this guy. He was a special teams captain and worked his way onto the field. It's a true, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps type of experience for Chase Blackburn.
I think he reminds me a lot of Antonio Pierce, a guy that's really smart and understands angles and knows where to be on the field. He can actually call the play as they're, you know, making the checks and making the adjustments. He's calling the play right along with them and getting himself in position to make plays. That's what you have to do. I tell kids all the time, it's more important to know exactly what to do on the field. It'll help you be a better player.
Yeah, speaking of knowing what to do, I mean, one thing a lot of fans may not have understood, that today they went with a lot of three safety packages. I know you guys talk about that during the week when you had Antrell Roll, Kenny Phillips, and Steve Brown, and that puts a lot of pressure as a safeties. You're not – a lot of safeties are, you know, usually go to run support. You know, some are better in coverage. When you have three safeties out on the field, you have to be equally good in both. So the fact that they were able to use three safeties in a lot of different packages, that made things easier for that front seven.
Yeah, but that had a lot to do with the fact that the Green Bay Packers cannot effectively run the football. Now we'll see what happens when they play a team next week that actually can run the football, right. And I don't know if they'll be able to run that.
It's a pack, it's not a stable, just a pack.
All right, well, again, once again, the final 38-10 Giants. They improved their record to 7-3. You are watching Giants Post Game Live presented by Timex. Stay with us, we're coming back. You see Mr. Blackburn and Mr. Roll, we've been just talking about signing autographs for the fans. Yep, fans are happy tonight because the Giants are in pretty good shape. Giants victory tonight. You'll be able to buy any 6-inch or foot-long sub and get any 6-inch or foot-long sub of equal or lesser price free. Go to Giants.com/Subway to print your free sub coupon. Subway, the official restaurant of Justin Tuck, the New York Giants, and athletes everywhere. And speaking of athletes everywhere, as you see some happy fans, let's now check in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Reuben Randle.
Well, you know, guys, one of the offensive stars of the day, guy who caught a touchdown pass for the Giants, a rookie Reuben Randle, that had to feel good. I mean, you know, you haven't got a lot of chances this year to show what you could do, but when you step up and produce, it's a good thing.
Yeah, man. Like I said in all my interviews, you got to take advantage of all your opportunities. And being a rookie, you know, you got to earn your stripes. So I got to make do with all the plays that I do get and just take advantage of them.
What are some of the things that Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks and Dominic Kixon, the veterans, have told you about, you know, coming into this spot and preparing you for having to produce in a situation like this?
They just told me to keep doing what I've been doing to get here. Don't change anything about your game. Just go out there and play fast. And I think that's really helped me out a lot. You know, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't playing as I should be, you know, as fast as I should be, because I wasn't comfortable in offense. But now I feel more comfortable and grasp with everything.
What was it about this team offensively that it seemed to me you guys were much more patient today than you had been in some of the previous weeks? What was it about not only this offense clicking, but also what you saw in the Packers defense?
I think we just did the little things right. That's what's been missing in the offense. It wasn't nothing major. We just going out there making a little bit of mistakes, which throwing us off a little bit. So I think tonight we went out there and cleared that up a little bit, and we played a lot better.
Randle, thanks for your time.
All right, no problem.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
All right, Paul Reuben Randall, who better to ask about a young receiver than an old veteran wide receiver? All-time Giants leading receiver.
An old guy. Old.
Oh, old. Old. Oh, you talking to Howard?
I know
you're not talking to me. No, but Reuben.
Amani, what's the biggest – let me ask you this. What's the biggest – the most difficult transition from being a great college player to moving into a rookie season as a professional?
Well, in college, you are able to create as much separation as you want to because you're playing against people that are inferior athletes. When you get to the NFL, you got to be able to catch the ball when people are around you because the people are always going to be around you. You got to be able to concentrate when things are going right by your face. And also, you're not the big dog. You have – he got two opportunities today, and he took advantage of both opportunities. What that tells me is that he's going to get more opportunities in the future. He had a touchdown, and on his second catch, he had a very impressive run after the catch to get a first down. That means and that tells everybody – you know, it speaks – when you play like that, it speaks more than whatever you could tell a coach. When you see what goes on the field, that's when you get your opportunities. That's when a coach says, you know what, maybe we should check on our second-round pick and see what he could do for us in the future.
Well, if he's going to catch balls in the future and if Eli is going to hit him, you certainly need protection up front on the offensive line. One guy who was doing that today was number 77, Mr. Booth. Let's hear from him, Kevin Booth with Paul Dottino.
Well, Kevin, you guys did another good job protecting Eli tonight after a couple of suspect games. You only got sacked once, but I think even more importantly, you ran the ball for almost 150 yards as a team. How critical was that?
It was very critical. We know that we can't be one-dimensional, and to get the ground game going, especially in the first half, I think it kind of kept Green Bay off balance and allowed us to open up some more opportunities down the field.
How important was it after you came off the bye to get that early lead? I mean, I know it was 7-0, they got a touchdown back, but you struck right back. To me, I thought that really energized the team.
Oh, definitely. You know, against somebody like Green Bay, a high-quality opponent, you realize that you're going to have to score some points. You know, our defense did a great job today, but, it's very tough to hold a team like that to 10 points. So we knew that we had to start fast. They hadn't given up a touchdown on opening possession all season. So that was something that we definitely wanted to do. And we were capable of doing that today. And that really got us going early.
Now, you know, it was great to see Ahmad Bradshaw running again as hard as we know he can. We understand now that Andre Brown has a broken fibula. Obviously, that's a real blow to your running game. How are you guys going to be able to try to keep that thing going now, knowing that you're going to be one short?
That's tough. You know, Andre's done a great job. He's had a great story of coming back, bouncing back to have a great year this year. So injuries happen in this game, unfortunately. But, we have guys that are very capable. David Wilson's going to get the ball now, so I'm sure that he'll be ready to go, and he'll add that spark that we'll have with the mod.
Kevin Booth, thanks for your time. Congratulations on a good game.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
One thing I loved about Kevin Booth's response is, and as an athlete, I mean, to me, he's really slowly become the most solid performer along that offensive line. You know, wasn't a big-time guy, wasn't a high draft pick, Ivy League school. I mean, he's really worked on himself physically as well, got more muscular. But what he's meant to this team this year has been tremendous. That inside combination of Booth, Boss, and Snead, I think led by Kevin Booth, when the running game has been well, when the pass protection has been good, it's always good to see number 77 clearing up holes. He had a good block on the Bradshaw touchdown today, so it's good to see Kevin Booth really leading the charge up front.
I think the biggest thing you notice, man, not just the running game, but I think you notice him in the passing game, given that pocket. The big thing that happens to quarterbacks, I don't care, is the word is elite, good, great, whatever you want to call it, is that you stop them by hitting them in the face, by stepping up. When they can't step up and throw the ball, they can't get the full range of motion. And right now, those three guys in the middle have done a great job of doing that this week. Especially, you got to see it, Eli stepped up and threw it again and again. Unharassed throws is what you want to see from your quarterback.
And what they need to do is keep it up. All right, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex. Still more to come, so stay right with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. I believe I mistakenly said the Giants were 7-3. I'm sure the Giants wouldn't mind that, but they are 7-4. Let's take a look at the NFC East standings, how things shape up right now as they do tonight. There is your Giants at 7-4, followed by the Redskins and Cowboys, 5-6. The Eagles, they play Carolina tomorrow night. They are at 3-7. So, really, you know, what the Giants need to do now is take care of business. Let's take a look at the upcoming games on their schedule. And, you know, when you look at their schedule, guys, they are playing teams. They're going to be playing teams, you know, starting next week with RG3. You got the Falcons coming up. You have the
Saints.
The Saints coming up. You're taking a look at quarterbacks. I mean, there's some frontline flamethrowers in that group.
Yeah, good thing they got Drew Brees on the road, because he's not the same outside of that dome. When he doesn't have the arm strength to really handle the command of that offense like he does in that dome.
Yeah, and when you started, when you start looking at that schedule and you say, okay, it's a six-game season. Well, if they only go win three games, you got to win Washington, you got to beat Philly week 17. I mean, you try to win every game. No one wants to stumble into the playoffs, and you start hearing fans and start saying, well, they can go 8-8, win the division. No, you want to play good football. You want to play solid. But realistically, you have to win those two divisional games. You have to win next week. You won an NFC game today with the Green Bay Packers. And the only game you can really stand to lose is maybe Baltimore. You don't want to talk about losses. But you just have to play good football against divisional opponents so you can go into the playoffs with a good seed, because you want that home. Sorry. You want that home.
The Hawks blowing today.
You want that home game against a Seattle, a team that's got to come out west and play a wild-card game.
Okay, I think that's all great and everything, but remember this. Dallas has probably the easiest schedule ending the season.
But Dallas is going to find a way to mess it up, though. So you've got to take care of your business.
You can't hope that. You can't hope that.
No,
if they
business.
Win their games, you got to win your games. They could actually keep pace with you if they just win their games.
Keep pace. They're two games back, though.
All they got to do is win their games. If the Giants go out and you start talking 8-8, 9-7, Dallas wins out, it's a problem.
But the Dallas Cowboys are not a very consistent team. I wouldn't rely on them. I don't care who they're playing. You don't know what they're going to give you every week in, week out.
Well, remember something. These Giants have a tendency of stubbing their toes.
That's true, too.
Well, last week against Cincinnati, they didn't stub their toe. They fell over the coffee table, caught their chin, had a little bit of concussions.
Yeah,
but they're okay. But listen. What they've done, they put destiny in their own hands. And our game next week coming up is going to be a good one. That's Monday night, December 3rd, 8:30 p.m. in our nation's capital. It's going to be the Giants and the Redskins with their outstanding rookie quarterback, RG3. Then, as always, the moment the game ends, you're going to want to flip right over here once again to my 9 for our Giants post-game live presented to you by Timex. Again, you know, as Tom Coughlin liked to say, the Giants needed to put destiny in their own hands. They've maintained it. It is that way. They're 7-4. All they got to do is take care of business, and they're on the way to the playoffs once again. I'm Russ Salzberg for Roman Oben, Howard Cross, and Imani Toomer. Thanks for being a part of us. We will see you next week. This has been Giants Post Game Live, presented by Timex, here on My 9.